Hey, it's Denise here from luckybitch.com, and today we're talking about doing business with a baby. So Willow's 6 months old, and I've learned a few things that I want to share with you. So let's do it. Yay! Probably the first and last video that I'm ever going to do with Willow, because honestly, it's really not that easy sometimes to combine a baby and business. And it's really tough when you define yourself as an entrepreneurial woman and then suddenly you're a mom as well. And it can be sometimes really difficult to juggle both of those roles. So the very first thing that I would say is to get help in any way that you can. Don't feel like you have to do this motherhood thing all by yourself. And ditto with the business stuff, don't feel like you have to do it all by yourself. Now, I'm pretty open about the fact that I have a part-time nanny. I have a nanny who comes 12 hours a week, and she helps with some cooking, some laundry, and looking after Willow so I can get some work done. Now, some people have said to me, you know, Denise, you're really lucky to have a nanny, and I've seen other people talk to other entrepreneurial women about it. For example, Ali Brown with twins, saying, you know, well, you're very privileged to have a nanny. The truth is, you know, my business makes a lot of money and I can afford a nanny, but I was still worried about paying for the nanny. And so I had to justify it in terms of, you know, every hour that I can work and be away from Willow has to be high income producing. And I worked out how many sales I would need each week to pay for the nanny. And you know what? That really motivated me to hustle my little butt off for that precious few hours that I have to work on my business, so the rest of the time I can be with Willow and not have to worry about, you know, my business dying, but also, you know, about the income. It's, you know, don't feel like you have to do it all yourself. Please get help no matter how you can do it, no matter how you can afford it. Whether it's a relative, a friend, daycare, a nanny, you know, just really go for it. And it's okay too if you decide you do want to put your business on hold, you know, for 6 months, a year, whatever. But if you don't and you really still do have those business dreams, then definitely get some help. The second thing is to delegate more. So I have a few people in my business who work with me, including an assistant. Now, my business, it's quite successful, multiple six figures, but my assistant still only works with me 10 hours a week. Hello, buddy. Hello, buddy. So you might think, you know, again, you might not be able to afford having an assistant, but even if you start with just a couple of hours a week and then get really good at actually delegating. So up until I gave birth, I was still doing things in my business that I really shouldn't have been doing. One of those things was my newsletter. And my assistant kept on saying to me, Denise, I'm ready to do your newsletter. Hand it over to me. And up until I gave birth, I was not ready to delegate that newsletter. As soon as I did, it freed up so much of my time. So if you do have help, seriously, get better at delegating. And then the third thing is, make things really easy and batch a lot of your stuff. So before Willow was born, this is why this is the last video with her. Thanks for my... Before Willow was born, I filmed a whole bunch of videos. So I filmed about 6 months worth of videos to go out each week. And all I have to do each week is write my newsletter introduction. Now my assistant does all of that. So she takes my videos, she organizes to get them edited, she gets the transcription made, she puts them in the blog post, makes the newsletter, and all I have to do is the intro. So I've made my business really easy for myself, because as you can see, it's not easy to sometimes do that stuff. So whatever you need to do to make your business really easy, if it's batching stuff, if it's taking a couple of days a month to work on your business, batching as much stuff as possible, then get it done. The last thing I want to say is I have a new appreciation for motherhood, for mums who run businesses. You guys, you know, you're doing it so much tougher than women without kids, I think. I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, I have a new appreciation, and I think we can totally rock it. We can use our businesses to create freedom for ourselves. We can use our businesses to create lots of abundance, lots of income. We can be great role models for our children, and we can really create that life of freedom, adventure, and abundance. So thanks for sticking with us. Oh, bit of a stressful video to make, but I really wanted you to see my little chicken and also, you know, a bit of behind the scenes of how hectic it can be with business and baby. Now, I would love to hear your tips. So if you are a mom, please write down in the comments some of the tips that you have for rocking your business while you have a baby. And for all my childless friends, you know, childless by choice, you probably feel like you've made the right choice right now. But those who are thinking about having kids in the future, it totally can be done. It just takes a little bit more organization. So if you want other tips about business and money, come over to luckybitch.com. There's a lot of great stuff there. Bye.
luckybitch.com/blocks and you'll be able to listen to it straight away. I talk about things like how to get over working for free or for people or not charging enough, or you know, if you're stuck in a place where you're bartering all the time and not receiving actual money. So come over and I would love to hear your feedback on it. On the page there's a little place where you can add your comments and you can talk about what money blocks that you're working on at the moment and what you're doing to get over them. So here's to all of us living